touch with Roz and Mocha.
Kiss 925-555.
Kiss 925.
Hello, hello. It's Roz and Mocha. What's your name?
Hey, it's Taylor.
Taylor. Okay, normally when people call in or they text into the show, I kind of have an idea as to the reason, right?
Yeah.
So Taylor reached out. The only thing I know about Taylor is that she has a would you rather question for the room.
Okay.
So go ahead, Taylor.
All right. Would you rather have no taste buds, or you do have taste buds, but you also have them in your butt?
What? So hold on. So you got to eat with your butt?
No, no, no. Mocha, you're not getting it.
Oh, no taste buds. No taste buds.
Oh, that clicked in.
Yeah.
It's not. No. It's not for the stuff that you would put in.
Yeah, I get it.
Can you turn the taste buds off? Oh.
No, you can't.
No, I would rather not have taste buds.
Cheesecake just came around too.
Taylor, ooh.
That is unholy, huh, Shem?
But that is not godlike at all.
Okay. Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Taylor, what's your answer?
Okay. I don't know, because having taste buds is like the highlight of my life. Uh-huh. But having taste buds in my butt, I don't know. I don't think I could. I don't know. I don't
know. No, give
that.
Me the Taylor. The only answer is giving up your taste buds.
But like, think about it. Like you, like no happiness with food. You can't taste anything.
Okay, so basically the question is this: you can bleep this, right?
Yeah.
Would you rather taste nothing for the rest of your life, or taste a couple times a week?
No, I would rather lose my taste buds.
Right?
Damn it, Moore, you've been awfully quiet in there, bro.
Because I'm thinking, you never get to taste cherries or strawberries.
The
or...
only thing you are tasting is
no, not twice a week.
Yeah.
Who only twice goes to the washroom twice a week? Three times a day.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless, oh, man.
But then you also get the good taste. Like, you'll never get to taste meat again.
Yeah.
But you're tasting every day.
But you also taste the meat.
I may go keeping my taste buds.
I agree.
No!
I may go keeping my taste buds.
You'll get used to the taste of.
Wow. Excuse.
Damn. That is. Okay. You're on that island alone, bro.
Yeah, personal.
That is like. Yeah. Yeah. But no, I think that people would wind up getting very creative.
How?
I don't know how.
You can't put like a scented tube down there.
No, but if you stick a funnel and then it, that way it doesn't.
A funnel?
No, but then it doesn't cross the taste buds.
It was way better when you were quiet.
Again,
honestly.
You're on your own island over there.
Funnel.
Anyway, Taylor, that is disgusting.
Keeping my taste buds. I'm keeping my taste buds.
You are?
Yeah, so you're definitely not, Mocha.
I'm definitely not.
Shem?
I'm not keeping my taste buds.
You're not.
Man.
Maria.
No. I'll never taste anything again.
Nothing. Nope. Damn it, Maury.
I'm keeping them.
Because of cherries.
Yeah.
So you picked cherries.
Cherries.
I mean, let's be honest, cherries already are kind of.
Taylor, how long have you been listening to the Roz and Mocha Show for?
Oh, man, since the beginning, since commercial-free Mondays.
Oh, wow, that is a long time. Wow. So 15 full years. Between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
Every time, it's got to be Mocha.
Hey! Thanks, Taylor. Love you. Have a good day.
Love you. Bye, guys.
Celebrate mornings with Roz and Mocha.
From the speakers on KISS 92.5.
If I'm turning
Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather, 7:06 and 10 degrees right now, getting up to a high of 15. Might get some showers later this afternoon. We are the Roz and Mocha Show.
The Roz and Mocha Show. Tear it up. Celebrate morning on KISS 92.5.
It was a big night for Toronto Raptors fans. It was a big night for former Toronto Raptor Vince Carter as he became the first Raptor player to have his jersey retired. The NBA did it up real big for him. At halftime, a bunch of his old teammates were on site. His family was there inside of Scotiabank Arena. It looked amazing.
Oh, they did it at halftime?
Yeah.
Not before.
Not before.
They did I like that. I like doing it at halftime.
It was a long ceremony. They decorated inside. It was phenomenal.
Yeah.
And as a Raptor fan, you love to see it, despite how you feel about Vince Carter.
Yeah, because right? It ended ugly, right?
It did. And, yeah. You know, in some of the prepackaged promos and, like, specials that they had running before the game started, they did address that stuff. Like, they didn't hold back. Like, they talked about that stuff and got Vince's reaction and stuff like that. But when Vince is on the court during halftime addressing the crowd...
When that jersey... goes up shortly. It's not just Carter 15 going up. It's all of us going up. The memories that have been created for 6 years, however you view it, go up tonight. So I hope and pray we enjoy our jersey being retired forever.
Man, it was nice to see all the Vince Carter jerseys being represented inside of Scotiabank Arena as well.
Doesn't he have to do this again in a couple days in another arena?
Yeah, the New Jersey Nets, or Brooklyn Nets, sorry, right. Are going to be doing this.
Do you think he's going to say better stuff there?
He better not.
That's what I want to know. I want to compare the speeches.
No. He can't.
I want to compare the speeches.
No tears.
Like they made such a big deal on social, like the coverage of this, like everywhere, right? There's no way. Which night is this happening again?
It's with the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know the exact date, but it's later this month.
Yeah.
So during the game, people, you know, Drake was there, right, sitting in his seat that he normally sits in. And at one point in the game, so Raptors are playing Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
Sacramento is the team that former Toronto Raptor DeMar DeRozan plays on.
Mm-hmm.
DeMar DeRozan and Drake, there's beef.
They used to be cool.
They used to be like best friends. But then when Kendrick dropped Not Like Us, the Drake diss record, he had a line in there about DeMar DeRozan, basically saying, you did not deserve, like, we're glad, because DeMar DeRozan's from Compton, where Kendrick is from, and basically saying, you guys didn't deserve DeMar. We're glad that he's back with us.
No, Wayne grow like he was in jail. That's conniving. Then get his face tatted like a apologizing. I'm glad D Rose came home. Y'all didn't deserve him neither. From Alonzo down to Central.
Right. Better not speak on glad D Rose came home because y'all didn't deserve him neither.
Okay.
So then the beef between Drake and DeMar DeRozan started. And DeMar was asked about it multiple times and like didn't really have much to say. It was like, yeah, that's still my guy. We're cool. Right.
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time. This has got to be the first time, right, Chem? That Drake has even addressed DeMar DeRozan publicly?
First time.
So this is what happened on television when Drake was talking to some of the announcers, because he was sitting right next to the announce table.
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. That's the answer to your question.
So then DeMar DeRozan, after the game, was asked about this.
DeMar, in tonight's broadcast, Drake said, if you ever put up the DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself. What's your reaction to that?
Well, he's gonna have a long way to climb to take it down. So, tell him good luck.
Wow. Yeah.
I do understand why Drake said that, though.
Me too.
Because like Kendrick had him on stage and all those guys, and he went there and supported what Kendrick was saying after playing for the Raptors and knowing the relationship we have with Drake.
Not
so,
just that, but DeMar DeRozan also appeared in the Not Like Us music video.
Well, I know, I'm just saying, like, either way, he was still with Kendrick, right? It's crazy, crazy.
I'm really stunned by the heat that Drake's getting from this. I know some people feel like he's overshadowing the Bill Vince retirement ceremony because now this is the conversation people are having.
Mm.
But at the same time, if you dance in a music video that is calling me the things that video is alleging that Drake is, we're not cool. And it's on site every single time. And honestly, what he said wasn't even really that bad. So I'm with Drake on this. And I love DeMar. I really do. But
yeah, like, what are you going to do? Right?
Take the banner down.
But it's not up to Drake.
I know, but still.
Well, I mean, he's a team ambassador. It would look really bad on the organization if they did that.
Okay. DeMar's getting his jersey retired. Yeah. It will happen.
It will happen. It will
no,
happen.
Before Kyle Lowry.
No, Kyle should be next.
Yeah.
But DeMar will be right after
it'll,
that.
It'll happen. Mm-hmm. It'll happen. They're not going to.
I think
let
they would do. I think Drake would leave as an ambassador, though. That would be drama.
Yeah,
I'm here for it.
Do they need Drake? And I'm not slighting what Drake has done for the Raptors. But at this point, do they still need Drake as
I don't know.
I'm just here for the beef.
So am I. That's what I want him to be ambassador until that day.
By the way, I'm Team Drake. So forget you, DeMar DeRozan.
I want to see Drake climb up there and grab it.
Yes, if you ever put a DeRozan banner up, I'll go up there and pull it down myself.
I want to see that.
Roz and Mocha.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On Kiss 92.5.
Showers this afternoon. Hopefully the sun breaks through. Gang's all here. Ross here. I'm Mocha. David Mori is here. Maria is here. Shem is here as well.
Ross and Mocha.
Kiss.
Kiss 92.5.
Boom, 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 boom. Oh, I feel like I'm so tired. I was outside all day yesterday.
Lawn
stuff? My kid had a thing. And uh-huh. We were just outside all day and I bought new lawn chairs. Mm-hmm. for it.
Anything that has the word lawn in it, huh?
Well, no, like outdoor, like camping chairs, maybe? I don't know what you call them. Okay. Aren't they all just called lawn chairs? Don't we still call things lawn chairs?
Well, it depends. Are they the little ones or the big ones?
It's like a foldy-out one.
Okay, so folding chair.
Folding chair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's okay, a lawn cool. chair. They're all lawn chairs, for God's sake. Right? Okay. Mm-hmm. They're all lawn chairs.
So you're sitting on your lawn chair?
Yeah.
On the lawn?
No. No. Just not on the lawn.
How dare you?
I was out by a lake, which is real great. But I was there and I was just like, I got this chair, right? And it has like a compartment in it on the side, which is like a cooler bag.
Oh.
Built into the chair.
Oh.
You ever seen such a thing?
Not that rich, bro.
What do you mean, not that rich?
The wealth, boy.
I know some of them have like little hanging bags.
Stop it. I can't say anything.
No, you can't.
I can't even buy a lawn chair.
You can't.
Without being accused.
Sounds like a transformer. Okay.
Like a lawn chair 3000.
It's a lawn chair.
Yeah. You know what my lawn chair does?
What?
Opens.
Yeah.
And then you sit.
I don't have a lawn.
Yeah, right?
Okay.
Okay, continue with the flex.
No, okay, guys.
So this fancy chair.
With the cooler bag?
Yeah, and what do you keep in the cooler bag? Champagne?
It's not.
Caviar.
Gold.
It's gold. The little bell you ring to get help.
Do the servants from the shed come and stock the bag?
Okay, so in the bag, go ahead. Okay. Your fancy bag, go ahead.
Okay, so I discovered that it has this fancy bag on the side, right? Mm-hmm. And I brought a couple drinks with me, and I was just, they fit perfectly in case you're wondering. In it. You could put put six cans of anything you want in there.
Yep.
Six cans of anything you want. I had a couple.
How many bottles of champagne?
I did probably one, but the top would stick out a little, right? Like you can't be discreet with your champagne in your lawn chair.
I don't know. You got to show that off.
Now, yeah. So the top, you would see the gold foil, right?
Of course.
If I were to put that in there, but because it is the way it is, you actually could fill it full of ice and like store a bag of champagne in there. Okay, that's not okay. I was
goals, right, guys?
No.
I want a bag on my
okay,
launcher.
Just stop. So what I'm saying is that I found a great deal on these.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I got two on Amazon. I bought them on Amazon, in case you're wondering. Right, I own no stock in Amazon. I get paid not $0 to talk about Amazon.
Okay.
I'm just saying that if you ever are in the market,
this is not like one of those affiliate deals.
Not about to give you a promo code. Okay.
Use money bag Roz.
Okay.
At checkout,
please. Yes.
10% off.
Okay. Please.
And I will get a little bit of commission for mentioning this.
Okay, please use the promo code disposable income at checkout. To get a free bottle of champagne with every purchase of your lawn chair. I'm just saying, I just wanted to talk about how great it is, because I hadn't got a new lawn chair in a long time.
It sounds
and
amazing.
I really enjoyed it. The tech has really, really changed on lawn chairs. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Right?
You could all be so lucky.
Get flamed for it.
I
bought a chair.
I guess I can open it in my living room.
Maria, go ahead with your question.
Do you have to open it yourself, or is there a button that opens by itself?
No, listen, Catherine's the button. Okay, I'm joking. No, I had it all set up. Okay, that was comedy. The reality is, I had it all set up where she came.
The reason why he said that is because you know she's not listening right now.
I had a blanket for her and everything. Uh-huh. Okay, I set it, and there's a compartment on the back for the blanket as well. If you have a cold.
Yeah.
And Mocha Show.
The biggest hits.
The best throwbacks.
On KISS 92.5.
Hey, coming up at 8 o'clock, we're going to play Needy or Greedy. We'll hook you up with a new keyword to text in at 925-555 as well. If you choose to be needy, we got $92 for you. Or you can be greedy and guess the jackpot, because if you're right, all that money is yours. It happens at 8 a.m. Sabrina Carpenter right now on KISS.
I know I have good judgment. I know I have good taste. It's funny and it's ironic that only I feel that way. Promising that you're different, and everyone makes mistakes, but just don't. I heard that you're an actor, so act like a stand-up guy. Whatever devil's inside you, don't let him out tonight. I tell them it's just your culture, and everyone rolls their eyes. Yeah, I know. All I'm asking, baby, please, please, please. Don't prove I'm right. Please. baby, just stay inside. I know you're craving some fresh air, but the ceiling fan is so nice. And we could live so happily if no one knows that you're with me. I'm just kidding, but really, really.
Fix My Life.
Coming up this morning at 7:30.
Bernice is in a family situation that she's having trouble with right now.
I am wondering how I can go about deciding on living arrangements for my kids.
So Bernice's living arrangement is Bernice lives with her husband and their kids, but also with her husband's ex and their kids and the ex's new boyfriend. All living together in one house, sharing children, the kitchen, the bathroom, and guess what? It's not working out so well.
Bras and Mochas Fix My Life. Weekday mornings at 7:30.
On KISS 92.5.
And now, the Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance.
Fall is here, and that usually means we can count on some pretty significant fall storms to roll through. So let's talk about how we can prevent water from getting into your house in case of a big fall rain event. Clean your gutters. This is so important. When your gutters are full of leaves, they can block your downspouts. Blocked spouts can cause pooling of water in your troughs, which usually means water getting into places that you don't want it to. Check the seals around your windows and doors. Take some time to check your doors and windows and make sure there aren't any glaring issues with caulking or framing. Even the slightest crack can lead to big water problems in your home. Remember, water follows the quickest, easiest path, so keep on top of things.
The Home and Auto Report, powered by Desjardins Insurance. Get insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Insurance recommends using caution and consulting an expert prior to undertaking the activities. Desjardins Insurance cannot be held liable for reliance on these tips.
Harvey's knows Canadians are open-minded. Some look at a burger and say, spice it up with jalapenos and hot sauce. And others say, why would you want to do that? Mild or wild, we say it's always up to you. Harvey's.
At Toyota, we believe your vehicle is more than just a ride. It's family. So make sure it's prepared for whatever Mother Nature has in store. Because winter's a lot like some people's in-laws. It's cold, shows up unexpectedly, and refuses to leave. Trust the experts at Toyota for premium winter tires, batteries, brakes, and more. Beat the winter rush. Book an appointment at shoptoyota.ca or contact your local Toyota dealer today.
Mark's pre-Black Friday sale is November 7th to 10th. For 4 days only, take 25% off full-priced items store-wide. Plus, save up to 60% on door crashers. Visit marksandmarks.com to shop and save.
Autumn is a season of change. The colors of the leaves and chill in the air. As the days grow shorter, make the moments last longer at Thermea Spa Village. Engage your senses with an Ufgus ritual. Delight in seasonal flavors with a carefully crafted culinary experience. Relax in a hot bath and soak in the beauty of autumn. Plan your personalized weekday getaway at thermea.com/whippy. Take good care.
The Waffle Festival is underway at Cora Breakfast and Lunch.
I'll have the peanut caramel waffle, please.
But with five new sweet and savory dishes to choose from, it's also a bit of a waffling festival.
Actually, make it a s'more waffle. Wait, the smoked meat waffle sandwich. No. The peanut caramel waffle.
But once you're done waffling, you'll love the waffle you end up ordering. So stop waffling and head to Cora Breakfast and Lunch. Festival ends January 12th.
Wait, the s'mores waffle?
The Ross Petty Panto is back. You and your family are invited to a holiday musical extravaganza. Enjoy the Wizard of Oz like you've never seen it before. Audiences of all ages will embark on a whimsical journey alongside Dorothy and her beloved companions as they navigate the fantastical landscapes of Tarazto, brimming with laughter, toe-tapping hit songs, and mischievous antics. Secure your tickets for a rip-roaring merry time at CanadianStage.com.
When it comes to protecting what matters most to you, get Desjardins Insurance for your auto, home, and life. Discover insurance that's really big on care at Desjardins.com/care today.
Yeah. The Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca.
On Kiss 92.5.
Okay, so my question is...
Got a problem you can't fix.
Roz and Mocha got you.
Bernice, welcome to FML. Let everyone know why you are here.
I am wondering how I can go about deciding on living arrangements for my kids.
Oh, my God. That's tough. You wrote, it says, hey, Roz and Mocha, fix my life. I live with my husband's ex-girlfriend, who is the mother of his two children and her boyfriend. So we have four adults and three kids in the household. I thought it was a great idea to avoid the kids flipping between houses to celebrate the holidays together, like the Brady Bunch. When things are good, it's wonderful, but disagreements can get really intense. She can be quite unpredictable and often lies, which drives me crazy. I'm now questioning whether we should continue living together for the kids' sake or if we should ask them to move out. The kids love this setup, but as adults, we struggle to coexist even with the best intentions.
Is it a situation where there's like one family's like in the basement, another family's like on the main floor, or do you all share the entire home together?
It's a shared kitchen and bathroom, and then we live in a loft, and they live in the house.
Okay, so you're sharing. You're basically sharing the most important things that cause tension when you share.
Can you give us an example of a situation where when things get bad?
There's like the really bad ones are kind of personal fights, I guess.
Yeah. Okay, between you and your husband's ex, or between the two of them?
Between me and the ex.
Okay, I think the one thing that you have to factor into all of this, you're asking like what you should do, right? I think the number one thing is what's best for the kids.
Well, what's best for the kids would be for them to have their mom and dad every day, right? Mm. But it, like the way I was looking at it, it's like when you're with someone and you're like, oh, well, we're going to stay together for the kids. Is that always healthy for the kids?
But do they see or do they hear the fights that happen amongst the adults?
Sometimes, yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Why did this arrangement happen? Did this arrangement happen because you thought it would be great for the kids, or did this arrangement happen because it was going to be bring the cost of living down for everybody involved?
It honestly came about because I thought it would be a good idea.
But a good idea for what? For who?
For the kids, because it's hard for them to go from one house for a week, then the other house for a week. It's constantly changing. Like, there's different rules, different ways of living. It's not good for the kids to have to like readjust every week.
So your kids live in a house with both their maternal parents and their step parents.
Yeah.
I can't see how that works. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know how that dynamic is sustainable. I mean, maybe somebody could make it work, but
it's never going to get better.
It's a highly unusual way to do things. And I get that you think that it would be the best thing for the kids. And listen, if you guys lived on a farm and you had, you know, your place and they had their place and you could literally walk in between and it was great and everybody got along, but two sets of adults who are both parents and step parents, sharing children and bathrooms and kitchens, it's a recipe for disaster.
How old are the kids?
9, 8, and 4.
And if you guys decide to get rid of this living arrangement, you split the kids up, right?
Yeah.
That's terrible. That's tough.
But I think you're right. You know what? I think you have to. Unless the four adults get in a room together and talk everything out. If you really want this to work with everyone in the house, those kids are so young and they hear everything. They're going to see everything. You don't want it to screw with them at all.
Does that stepdad sort of like, can he discipline the kids?
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
But in front of like the real dad? Like the maternal dad? I don't want to say real dad. I made a mistake there. You know what I mean? Like, there's so many dynamics going on where I think like as a stepfather, because there's so many great step parents in the world, that I think that you need that time and space to kind of develop that relationship so you can be, you know, what that kid needs. And I just don't know in this dynamic how everybody becomes them, their best selves.
That's actually very well said, actually. Because to be honest, I felt like I've been feeling like I'm drifting a bit further away from the other two kids.
Yeah.
Their mom's always around. So.
Yeah. I don't know how you guys all become the best, because there's great step parents out there. And I think that you need to allow yourselves to become those things. And I don't see how any of this happens when you're all living in the same house.
Yeah. No, that's true. It's a good point.
It's either the adults, you split, like you and your boyfriend live one place, the ex and her boyfriend live in another place. You and your husband.
Maybe you look for, I don't know, maybe you look for a building where you guys can rent two apartments in the same building.
Yeah.
You know, so you're still close, but like, I don't know what the solution is, but, you know, keeping the kids close obviously is a priority, but I don't know how to, I don't know how you guys move forward in a healthy way with this arrangement. Yeah. I really don't.
Or even two, or even like a set of townhouses.
Yeah, something like another, that. Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Awesome. All right. Thanks, Bernice.
No problem. Have a great day.
For some advice, be a part of Roz and Mocha's Fix My Life. Text FML to 925-555.
KISS 925.
We met in December. I knew it by June. I'd want this forever. I'll never surrender. It's gotta be you. I've spent a lifetime hiding the truth, that even the darkest days and the bad times are better than twos. You're like sunshine after rain when the sky's a perfect shade of blue. Because heaven's just a place and a saint that can pass to you. I give you the
Here's Roz and Mocha.
Ah, Wagwan, Big Mon. 740, 10 degrees, getting up to a high of 15. Cloudy, chance of showers, some sunny breaks this afternoon.
Yep.
Welcome to it, y'all. Happy Monday.
Hey, Mocha.
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Let's do the news.
A Roz and Mocha show and KISS 92.5 news break.
David Warren, help me out here, because I'm unfamiliar with the sort of exact plan for Taylor Swift Way, but will you actually, for a brief period of time, be living on Taylor Swift Way?
I think I will be.
Hey.
I don't think I'm going to change my envelopes or letterhead.
I was just going to say.
Well, is Canada Post going to have to be aware of all this?
I wonder if it's like two signs, like it's you're living on two streets.
So Dan McMorrie talked to. So today they're at 8 o'clock. They're unveiling all the Taylor Swift Way street signs in Toronto for her shows on the 14th, 15th, 16th, the 21st, the 22nd, and the 23rd.
Just to clarify, we're not paying for this, right?
We are not paying for this, and they will be auctioned off, as you will hear Jennifer explain. This is Dan McMorrie with Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey.
Councillor McKelvey, it is finally the morning. We are moments away from the unveiling of the sign for Taylor Swift Way. This is your moment. This is your baby. How does it feel to make this happen and finally be on the morning of?
So this morning we are unveiling One Taylor Swift Way, which is at the Rogers Center, because of course she owns the Rogers Center for 6 nights this month. There'll also be 22 signs along 22. Taylor Swift Way, which is along John Street and Queen Street West. And it will end at City Hall, because that's where on the nights of the concert we'll have the Toronto sign lit red in her honor. And so the signs will be donated to the Daily Bread Food Bank. And as you know, we have so many people in need. So it's great that we're going to have a lot of fun for a really good cause.
There you go.
Okay. Right? That I'm happy with.
Yes.
I'm glad that the signs are going to be taken down and just like end up in a warehouse.
Right.
In the basement of City Hall.
Right. I mean, the ones that aren't stolen.
You got to. Yeah, exactly. God. They got to like. They're going to go through a lot. I think people are going to start seeing
how many extra
things like crazy. A lot. I'm sure
like
that there's a lot. Do you know how they're doing it when they unveil them more? Like, are they going to be above it? Like, are they going to be higher? Are they going to be accessible?
So
the
pole that it's on for the first one, they're unveiling at 8 o'clock. There's no existing street sign already on that pole. So they're putting it on a new pole.
Oh, they're going to take the whole thing, I bet.
How do you steal a street sign?
Climb, girl.
It happens all the time.
You bend it back and forth to loosen the metal.
Yeah, it happens all the time. Just like a zing, zing, right? Yeah. You got the right tools. Little step ladder, that thing's yours. Now, I'm not advocating for this, by the way. I'm just saying that there's a good chance some of those things are going to go missing before they get a chance to auction.
Oh, man, I got an impact drill in the trunk. That's
what
I'm saying.
So do I.
Might have one in the studio.
Yeah, I may head down there, 8:05.
You know what?
I'm not going to be the first person. Could you imagine?
I have a ladder in the car as well. Bro. You get on the ladder, bro, and then I get on your shoulders, and I got the impact drill.
No.
Right? No. Put it in reverse tear.
It would be far more entertaining to send Maury down with the ladder and the impact drill and find out how long it would take.
He wouldn't know what to do with either of them.
It's an impact drill.
Exactly. Jason Kelce smashed a guy's phone outside of the Penn State Ohio State game on Saturday. So Jason was walking through just like on the street, and there was a bunch of fans around. Mm-hmm. And I guess somebody called Travis a slur for dating Taylor Swift, and then Jason turned around and grabbed the guy's phone and smashed it on the ground.
Warranted.
And then Jason turned around and called that guy that same name 3 times. It was chaos, so here's that.
Kelce!
Hey,
Kelce!
Kelce! I can feel your brothers and f***ing
Kelce! Kelce, can I get a fist bump? Kelce, can I get a fist bump?
Go.
Yo, minus the use of the slur, I would react the same way.
I mean,
I don't think he should have called it in back if he was trying to take the higher road, but I mean, I also get the why he did it. You know what I mean?
Call my brother, like names like that? Nah.
No, I understand the rage, but I think if you're trying to make a point of not to say that word, don't say it back.
I don't think he put thought into it. I think
I agree. Brat is the word of the year, I guess. That's the story. Brat. I missed this whole brat thing.
Do you have a brat summer, Ross?
I missed the whole thing.
I don't understand. I don't understand why it became so, but I never heard anybody use it in any sort of like popular way.
Yeah, it's like people were saying I had a brat summer.
I never heard one person say that.
Explain it to him, Maria, please.
Brat
is not like YOLO when like that was the everybody was saying it.
No, it's like kind of just being like in your hot self, you know?
But
like
you're also a hot mess.
But you're also a hot mess.
But you're okay with it.
Yeah.
It's already
like
a word.
And maybe
that's what drives me nuts is that it's already a word and then it was co-opted into being something else. And I hate when that happens. I guess here's an explanation of brat.
I'm taking it personal.
Being hot, sexy, and
that's
fun.
Me. Party. I'm a brat.
Clubs.
It's just like being feral, being yourself.
Oh.
Dirty, grimy. Whenever you try to do something and you think,
you have like second thoughts about it, just like don't have second thoughts and just do it.
Take a breath, be present, ask yourself what you want to do, and then do whatever it is that the first thing that comes up.
Just be hot, sexy, and be yourself.
Look at Maria. Cool. Maria, like clapping and nodding her head in agreement with everything these ladies are saying.
Sure. But nobody has ever felt any differently, right?
No,
it's nothing. It's not a new thing.
No, it's like being in your hot girl era. It's like it's a different rendition of calling that.
Sure, it's like WAP, yeah. Right?
No,
WAP.
No. What I mean, what I mean is that everybody knew what that was because that broke through. Brad didn't break through.
Brad broke through.
No, it didn't.
You just weren't in that area.
Brad never escaped social media.
No,
it did not.
It did.
No.
What about Charlie XCX's song?
No. People don't know what that song is.
Brad Summer? Everybody knows.
No, they don't.
Ross,
I'm telling you they don't.
On.
I'm telling you. You, Shem, back me up here. It didn't break through. Brad didn't break through like other things broke through.
Not like WAP, Roz.
No, not like WAP. Some of the other words of the year that were in contention, I guess. Brain rot. That was one of them.
Definitely did not make it through.
Everybody's in their era.
Uh-huh.
That was one of them. Raw dogging. Yep. That was another one. Anti-tourism. Whatever. Yapping.
Yep, yapping is definitely a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. That's Maria and all the friends.
Yapping has been a thing forever.
Yappa.
I understand if it was a new definition like Brat was, but yapping is literally, the definition is talking at length. Right? Like, how is that new?
Yeah, but like, we don't say like we're talking, you say we're yapping. No.
Maria, people have been saying that literally for 75 years.
I don't remember hearing it before this year, Ross.
Oh my God. Sorry. This is what kills me. You didn't invent yapping.
Yappa, yappa.
Oh my God. I need out. I need out. I got an exit plan this whole stupid world, man.
One more than news with Roz and Mocha. Get it at 640, 740, and 840.
On Kiss 92.5.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start. They tell me I'm too young to understand. They say I'm caught up in a dream. Well, life will pass me by if I don't open up my eyes. So that's fine by me. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up when it's all over, when I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I me up.
92.5's Needy
or Greedy. Feeling needy could win you $92.
Feeling greedy, however, could get you so much more.
Up to $5,000.
But only if you're able to guess the jackpot amount exactly.
Play weekdays from 8 to 6 and weekends from noon to 4.
Kiss 92.5's Needy or Greedy. You know that
I'll be fine. Kiss 92.5.
Hey, Michael Jordan here, the one from Toronto. But new Moi Rewards still puts me in the spotlight. I get new ways to save every time I shop at Metro and Food Basics. Moi Rewards, made for everyone. Even me, Michael Jordan. Join today and save.
Fall for Subaru by enjoying fall to the fullest. Think scarlet, burgundy, amber, crimson and copper. But never, never blue. Because with Subaru's symmetrical full-time all-wheel drive, fall is for thick, dark mud splats, terracotta mountain roads, radiant sunsets, kaleidoscopic leaf carpets, and the boldest of adventures. Avoid autumn blues and visit your local Subaru dealership to book a test drive today.
Raise a smoothie to any friend you've had since 1999. That's a good friend. And Booster Juice was there. Now celebrating 25 years in Canada and more than 450 locations from coast to coast. A silver anniversary splashed with lots of oranges. Celebrate 25 years of Booster Juice with the return of OG favorite smoothies like the Orangicle, the Marathon, and the Original, made with oranges, bananas, strawberries, strawberry sorbet, and probiotic yogurt. Happy 25th, Booster Juice. Download the Booster Rewards app today.
This is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale.
And this is the sound of an exciting Black Friday sale at Sleep Country. Black Friday just isn't the same at Sleep Country, except for the best deals on the best brands. Buy one, get one free on best-selling pillows, and our Kingsdown Studio Acton Queen mattress is at $689, our lowest price of the year, until Sunday only. Plus, take advantage of our unbeatable price guarantee. Don't miss out. The Black Friday event is on now at Sleep Country. Speak to a sleep expert for full details.
Experience the new modern Mexicana menu at Mucho Burrito. Like pineapple pork al pastor, tender pork, pineapple salsa, and al pastor sauce with a zesty kick. Get it as a taco trio for only $9.95. Or the bold, smoky flavor of our guajillo grilled chicken in a burrito for only $11.75. Get them all in your choice of burrito bowl or taco. And save room for new churro fries, loaded nachos, and taquitos. The new menu at Mucho Burrito. Love what you eat and love Mucho. Prices may vary by location.
I just wanna be loved.
The Red Clay Strays. These Moments Tour. Live. Lighting up OLG stage at Falls View Casino on March 19th.
I keep on wondering why.
With special guest Brent Cobb. Get tickets now through Ticketmaster. Don't miss a moment of the Red Clay Strays. Live.
At Walmart, you can save more this holiday season with rollback prices on all our top toys. Save $10 on a Lego Creator toy set. Now only $29.86 each. Only available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
You might not think much about how a strong Canadian oil and gas industry affects your daily life. From getting where we need to go, to essentials we need delivered, to things we rely on to keep society running. But what if that system suddenly stopped working? How much would you miss the time when you didn't have to think about it? See how we're helping Canada run smoothly at Synovus.com.
Looking for the ultimate girls' day out? Then grab your friends and head to the National Women's Show this weekend at the Metro Convention Center. Experience the fashion, food, and fun. Sip and sample delicious food and wine. Get free makeovers. Plus, shopping at over 500 exhibits. See the hot Magic Male Review, medium Lynn Nichols, fashion shows, and more. Arrive early for your goodie bag of free samples. It's the ultimate girls' day out. Get tickets for the National Women's Show this Friday through Sunday at the Metro Convention Center.
CKIS-FM is Toronto's KISS 92.5.
Home of the Roz and Mocha Show.
Brought to you by RedTag.ca. Travel made easy.
I remember we were too broke to have a car. Hitchhiking down the highway to get to the supermarket store. Buying beer with IEDs that don't even look like ours. But we never cared. We were rich in love. We were young. person you've become.
Kiss925's Needy
or Greedy.
We'd love to hook you up with some free money today. You could decide the amount as well. The keyword, first of all, that you need all day today, because we'll play every hour till 6 p.m., is PIE, P-I-E. Text PIE along with your name to 925-555 once you do get on the radio with us, Roz and Mocha. You're asked whether or not you want to be needy or greedy. If you choose to be needy, $92 is yours, right on the spot. If you choose to be greedy, then all you have to do is guess the correct jackpot amount right now. And if you're right, then the money is yours. What are you going to do? Are you going to be needy or are you going to be greedy? Text PIE, P-I-E, right now with your name to 925-555.
This is KISS 92.5.
Home of Roz and Mocha.
Celebrate mornings.
It's fine, it's cool. You can say that we are nothing, but you know the truth. And guess I'm the fool. With your arms out like an angel through the gosh darn realm. I don't wanna call it off, but you don't wanna call it love.
Kiss 92.5's Needy
or Greedy?
Oh, Dana! What's going on? It's Roz and Mocha.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you Dana. Today?
I'm very well. How are you guys doing?
Amazing. Did you have a good weekend?
I had a great weekend. I didn't do a lot of anything, and that's just the way I like it sometimes. Mm.
Those are the perfect weekends. Perfect. All right, Dana, well, welcome to Needy or Greedy. Here's how we play.
So you got a choice to make. You can be needy and walk away with $92, or you can be greedy and try and guess the exact amount right now sitting in the jackpot. The last time we played was 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon. Layla guessed, Johnny, your phone is so loud, it's hurting my head. $791. The jackpot is incorrect, and her guess was incorrect, and the jackpot is actually lower. So, what are you going to do? Are you going to be needy, or are you going to be greedy?
I have not been paying attention over the course of the weekend, so I'm just going to be safe and be needy.
Ain't no shame in the needy game.
Yo, that's $92, for free. That's fine.
Yeah, I like free money. It's great.
Yes.
Why not? Who cares? Who cares? It's $92. What are you going to do with the cash? I mean, whatever you want, but, you have an idea?
You know what? I have a ding in my door that I'm getting fixed, so that'll be going towards getting it perfected again.
A ding in your door is a euphemism for what?
It's not a euphemism for anything. It's literal ding in my door from letting my daughter drive my car.
Gotcha. Ooh,
we got a ding in here, too. His name's Dan Moore. Dana, enjoy the money. Thank you for listening. Thank you for playing Needy or Greedy. Before we let you go, between Roz and Mocha, who's your favorite?
It's Mocha all day.
Hey!
All day, all night!
Roz, you're amazing, but there's not something about
anyway, you gotta
that
go.
Cracks me up.
I love you, Dana.
Bye-bye.
Hang on. That is exactly how you play Needy or Greedy. We'll play again at 9 o'clock this morning. Keyword that you need all day today is pie, P-I-E. Text that with your name to 925-555 as we get ready for this.
Next on the Roz and Mocha Show.
We are one song away from jumping into today's DM Deep Dive.
Hey, Maria, what do we got coming up today?
Today, we've got an interesting Would You Rather, and Shem and Maury get asked some personal questions.
Roz and Mocha.
Celebrating mornings for 15 years
on Kiss 92.5.
Everybody gets high sometimes, you know. What else can we do when we're feeling low? So take a deep breath and let it go. You shouldn't be drowning on your own. And if you feel you're sinking, I will jump right over into cold, cold water for you. And although time may take us into different places, I will still